So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
To get going here.
Yeah, you know, I liked our first period. Made some good plays. Obviously, had to kill a couple penalties, and we've been pretty good at it. Get those early goals was, you know, something you want to see.
Recently kept the puck out. It seemed like you were pretty good on the battles on the wall, too, for the period, weren't you?
Yeah, overall, you know, there was good stuff. There was, you know, I thought some lateral plays on entry didn't like, you know, when we turned the pucks over. But for the most part, you know, coming off a long road trip and getting a practice in, I thought we played pretty well.
You've talked so much about being comfortable when things are uncomfortable. You call that timeout, and I'm sure that's the response you wanted from your guys at that point.
Yeah, you know, we just talked about, all I said is we've been in this position a lot of times already, and we're going to be in it a lot more times. Just play our game, you know. System is locked in, be ready for it. We know they're going to be, we're going to have some strong wall battles. I thought the execution after that was pretty good, and they were putting some heat on.
Everyone seemed excited for Zach Metz's first goal. Just how happy are you that he got that, and it ends up being a critical goal, too?
No, I'm one of the excited guys, too. I mean, anytime a guy gets his first goal, that's, you could see his excitement. You play the game, you want to get on the board at some point. And it turns out to be a huge goal. Pretty good play where he jumped through, and I think he just got inside Kane for the goal, and great shot.
He was really noticeable defensively tonight, too. I mean, just how do you see his game evolving here and growing each time out?
Yeah, defending well. You know, I think his numbers speak for themselves. You know, I was happy for that group. Like, the fourth line had, Malenstein had a great opportunity in the second period, hit the knob of the stick. Then for those guys to get the game-winning goal, it's really been all about the team. And I think there's another example that everybody's been chipping in to help win hockey games.
Lindy, your team's now past the halfway point of the season. How do you kind of evaluate, sum up the team's progress over the course of first 41 games?
Well, yeah, there's been a ton of injuries. I mean, when we walk in the dressing room after the game, there's still six or seven guys standing there that, you know, so we've had to kind of meander our way through starting the year with, you know, we're looking at, yeah, Kulik being our number one centerman, Norris, and both those guys being out for a long period of time. And I think we've done a good job of kind of balancing that out and having guys fill in and play the game and help us win hockey games. Got ourselves on a good run. I thought the stretch were, you know, we lost a few in overtime. We played pretty well. We didn't capitalize on, but just one game mentality. We fought ourselves into a good place at, you know, I think 48 points now in 41 games. Usually 96 points. If you do that over the next 41, we'll get you into playoffs.
What'd you make of the atmosphere in the building tonight? I mean, right from the get-go, and Luka Pekka made some saves.
The atmosphere was great. You know, I think even a couple of those late saves that he made, I thought the crowd fully behind him. The energy was great in the building. And I think that's something these guys need to experience. I mean, I think the building was behind us, and it's a lift when you're sitting on the bench.
What do you see that made you switch the D pairs with Byron, with Sammy, and Owen with Rasmus?
You know, a few too many goals were going in on with Sammy and Dahl. So we just, you know, I think those pieces are interchangeable. So, you know, you look at that core there with the 5-6, the way they're playing. I think those top four, anybody can play with anybody. You know, when you look at, sometimes it's penalty killing, sometimes it's power play, and you come off those, you've got those pairs mixed up. So, They're pretty comfortable being with whoever.
You've been leaning on those top four quite a bit. How do you feel like Bo Byram in particular has responded to, you know, the increased ice time?
He's got a great tank. Can skate forever. If you asked him, you know, if he plays 24 minutes, he would tell you, I think I can play 28. If you asked him about 28, he would probably say, I can play 30. They like playing more, you know, because sometimes they're not, you know, heavily involved. I mean, our DR, for the most part, if you have a lot of ozone time, but he relishes the opportunity for that extra ice time. He's done a good job with it. Thanks.